What up? Welcome back to another episode. You know the name of this show. It is the LeVar Walker Daily Show Podcast. What's up? Today is a magical day. What is today? Wednesday. We're in the middle of the week. It's almost over. We can count it down. But you got two more days. They call this the hump day. Yesterday was a cool day. Basically, the man just walked around New York City, wrote down some ideas. Got to go in today to work on the show. Wrote down some ideas, walked around the city, stopped into, what did I do? I just walked. I just got out of my hotel room, and I'm staying on Broadway. So I just walked straight down from like 79th in Broadway all the way down to 42nd in Broadway, which is 30 city blocks. It's small. It might have been that 30 city blocks in New York is like, I guess, like a mile and a half. So I walked down there, checked out some stores, checked out some food, ate some food. Just had to walk. Just really needed to get out and breathe, since I've been here in New York, man, I've been spending fucking money like crazy. I haven't even been checking my accounts. I'm just spend. And I'm telling you now, New York is high to the motherfucker. You come here, it's $50 to walk out the door. I'm just gonna be honest. Literally, I've been doing a lot of impulse shit. I'm damn near about to spend all my goddamn money I'm making for the week. So, but this shit is high as fuck. Boy, they charge you here. New York is a beautiful city. You know what I mean? Especially like where I'm at, like in Manhattan. You just take the subway everywhere. Subway, $33. A cab ride within a mile and a half distance is about $10 to $11. 2 mile ride is $20 to $30. So it's literally about $50 to get the fuck out of the door. A meal is going to run you about $30. No matter what. Like, it's very, very fucking expensive. But I was like, fuck it. I'm living it up, I've been living my dream, so, but I gotta be more fiscally responsible. So yesterday, went out on the whim again, talked to my good friend Godfrey, did the podcast again, so there's gonna be another episode coming out, probably not this week, I believe next week. The episode we did last night will be coming out. And also did the podcast and went up to the Comedy Cellar, where I will be performing this week. Be at the Comedy Cellar working on some material. I got two shows Friday, two shows Saturday, and then I will be at the Comedy, what the hell, the Underground Village Theater, which is right around the corner from the Comedy Cellar. And I was just in the Comedy Cellar, man. The Comedy Cellar is New York's number one comedy club. Okay. I'm very happy that I'm in. The comics, man, it's just so much fucking love in the room. It's so much love. I've never seen that much love and camaraderie any fucking where, man. Other than, like, you know what I mean? If we in Atlanta, we at Cat's Cafe, a couple of the older guys, but we really don't go out to it anymore. I don't see a lot of older guys when I'm in Atlanta at Cat's, but it's just a wonderful fucking environment, man. You know what I'm saying? And there's, in this place, it's almost like comedy's heartbeat. You know what I mean? So the cellar is a comedy club. It's the Olive Tree Restaurant, which is on top, and you go to the basement, and there's a, they call it the cellar, because it's in the basement. It's, I guess there used to be a wine cellar up under this restaurant that they turned into an actual comedy club. And it's so hot. I'm talking about packed every fucking day. The crowds are electric. They're diverse. You list, the people are just fucking listening. They're just into it. And I must say, comedy heaven, man. Literally, comedy heaven. People roasting each other and shit. It's just so warm, man. It's like fucking Cheers for comics. I don't even know why they don't have a fucking television show about the cellar, because it's literally Cheers for comics. And you see a lot of guys that, you know, when guys get into Netflix deals, doing Fallon, doing, you know, Montreal, going overseas, telling, like, these are where these guys are, man. And it's just so much love. And I do, as a Atlanta comedian, I wish it was that much love in the city of Atlanta amongst comics. You know what I'm saying? But it's just so, I guess, coming up in Atlanta, doing comedy in Atlanta, we get more, I guess you'll probably get more stage time as a comedian in Atlanta, but it seems that opportunities might be somewhat limited. But in this place, man, this shit is just plentiful. It's opportunity everywhere. So it's really dope, man. And these guys are great. Checked out Godfrey again. And I mean, this guy, man, this shit is ridiculous how good Godfrey is as a comic. I'm not just saying this shit. If any of you, if anybody listening sees him come to your city, man, do yourself a favor and go see him. This motherfucker has hours of material where he will do an hour and not repeat. He'll do a set or hour material and do another hour and will not repeat jokes. And I mean, just focus, discipline. Dude, just fucking hilarious. And when I watch him, I'm like, my God, it's so inspirational to me. And this is my homie, and I ain't never talked about no motherfucking comic like this. And you know, he's just phenomenal. Phenomenal to watch, man. Good dude. Yep. And two, speaking of the Comedy Store, I was there, and they were talking about Ari Shaffir. And comedian Ari Shaffir, he made the comments in regards to Kobe Bryant, saying he was happy that Kobe died and all this shit. They've had to cancel a lot of his shows in New York due to death threats. And I get it. First of all, I'm going to say this. There's just nothing funny about this Kobe Bryant situation. And I think sometimes as a comedian, man, it's just better to stay away from certain shit. Leave it alone, man. Like, and I get it. You know, some guys want to be super edgy. They want to do this. They want to do that. But if you're going to do those things, you have to assess the repercussions of your actions before you do the joke. You have to be able to assess that. And he does, I guess this guy does these jokes about stars that have died, and he likes to hit them like in the peak of the moment where they have all the attention. But when you dealing with such a high level sports figure that's brought so much value not only to the city of LA, but I mean just to the world with his gift, it's going to be some repercussions to that. And you're talking about Kobe Bryant of the Los Angeles Lakers, and you're in Hollywood and you're doing business in Los Angeles, man. I mean, let's come the fuck on. Are you serious? you know, this guy is probably like your agent, the person at the head of every agency in Hollywood is a goddamn Kobe Bryant fan. And to say something just so vile and repugnant, it's like, fuck, man. Why, bro? Like, it's not even fucking worth, it's not even worth the backlash. And he's black. And you know, like, I don't know if white people understand this, but white people don't seem to take, well, a lot of white, well, I'm not going to say all white people, but it, from what I'm seeing, just some observations, they don't seem to take death as hard as black people. You know what I'm saying? It's just not as hard. We don't, you know, it's just a different. And you talking about a guy that's impacted lives. People have grown up to this guy with the billboards, the posters, the mama mentality. The whole world has watched this man grow literally from motherfucking high school to now. Like, literally. Like, he's been famous. This is a case of another guy being like, you know, similar to a Michael Jackson, similar to a Prince, a fucking child prodigy phenom that grew up and has been doing, you know, playing ball, retired at fucking, what, 38 he retired? And the man had been playing ball since he was, what, 18 years old in the NBA. All those seasons in the NBA. And not just playing, but like, breaking records and shit. And you go out and do this, now you have to face these repercussions of your agency dropping you, of the fucking death threats. Clubs are shutting down and locking their fucking doors because they're scared if you come that the club is going to get shot up. So, you know, that's what they were talking about at the cellar, that Ari's show, he had a show, he was booked at a club, and they shut it down due to fucking death threats and shooting that motherfucker up. And, you know, this guy has to go out in L.A., God forbid. I mean, if you got business out there, I mean, bro, like, you're going to have to really, really watch it, because they're going to want to come and get your ass. Like, you know what I mean? There's some shit ain't worth it, man. It's just not. It's just not. You know? This guy wasn't a comic or no shit like that. And I know, like me in the comedy world, I've gotten beaten up over jokes, over one joke, but that's just a whole nother story, which I'm sure, you know, some of you know about, when I got jumped on for nothing. But that's a whole nother day I'd talk about that shit, but that's just really, really crazy. But anyway, so the Comedy Store, I mean the cellar, I'll be there this weekend. I'm going to wrap up this week in New York, get back home, and really try to figure out life. Because I can be honest with you, this has been a true dream come true since I've been here in New York, going to work with the legendary Amy Schumer every day. And not only that, man, but just being, to say I performed with Seinfeld, Seth Meyers, and her at the same fucking time is like, what? Like, really, what? You know what I'm saying? Like, I just wish I was, the only thing I wish when I was here that I was on stage more. You know what I'm saying? Because I'll be on stage, it'll be the last few days I'm here. But that's it. That's going to wrap up today's show, man. This is another episode of the LeVar Walker Daily Show podcast. So thank you for tuning in. If you're new to it, I appreciate you. Follow me on Instagram. And also, too, take out some time. Anybody, please go and comment on my iTunes. Just go comment, tell me how you like the show, or even tell me if you don't like this shit. Tell me I ain't shit, and then I can read those comments and try to get somewhat better, you know. And I know one of the main complaints would be my consistency with this shit. I'm just trying to do it as free and creative as possible. So, you know. But that's going to wrap up today's show. And I'm going to talk to you tomorrow. Take care.